Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Dade County Commission set to hold a special called meeting this morning to consider final approval of the county's fiscal year 27 budget. The meeting starts at 10 in the large meeting room at the Dade County Administrative Building on Case Avenue, downtown Trenton. County officials say the proposed budget currently includes an estimated $300,000 deficit, largely due to a 21% increase in employee health insurance costs, along with rising fuel prices and higher contracted service expenses. If approved, the fiscal year 27 budget will take effect July 1, the first day of the county's new fiscal year. The meeting is open to the public. A woman identified by investigators as a Tennessee Department of Human Services employee has been arrested. Kimball police say Carla Louise Collins is accused of manually entering a victim's EBT card number to make two purchases at Food City several weeks after the woman's death. According to investigators, surveillance video showed the suspect using her own value card during those transactions, helping to identify Collins. After consulting with the Marion County District Attorney's Office, authorities obtained warrants charging Collins with identity theft and fraudulent use of an EBT card. Officials say they are working to confirm Collins' employment status with the state. As with all criminal cases, the charges are allegations, and Collins is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. A 19-year-old Sand Mountain man is facing multiple felony charges after a shooting Sunday in DeKalb County. Authorities say Caleb Andrew Ashley was arrested after 911 got a report that a man had fired several shots at a vehicle. Responding officers from the Fife Police Department, Rainesville Police, and the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office found that both the suspect and the victim had left the scene. The victim later met deputies at a nearby restaurant. Investigators say multiple rounds struck the victim's vehicle while he was inside, and at least one bullet also struck a window at a nearby gas station. No injuries reported. Authorities say there is no ongoing threat to the public. They also believe the victim and suspect knew each other through previous relationships with the same female acquaintance. Authorities say Ashley later returned to the scene, spoke with investigators, and was taken into custody after consultation with the district attorney's office. Ashley is charged with three counts of shooting into an occupied vehicle and one count of shooting into an occupied building. As mentioned earlier, as with all criminal cases, the charges are allegations and the defendant presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. With the summertime temperatures climbing across North Georgia, Georgia Power is encouraging customers to take a few simple steps to reduce energy use and keep electric bills under control. The company recommends changing air filters regularly, keeping air vents clear, turning off lights when they're not needed, and closing curtains or blinds during the hottest part of the day to help keep your home cooler. Other tips include sealing gaps around windows and doors, washing clothes in cold water, cleaning the dryer lint trap before each load, switching to LED light bulbs, and running large appliances before 2 in the afternoon or after 7 p.m. to reduce heat inside your home. Georgia Power does offer online tools that allow customers to track their electricity use and receive alerts when energy consumption reaches a self-selected level. Income-qualified customers may also be eligible for the company's EASE program, which provides free home energy improvements, including insulation, heating, and cooling maintenance, as well as energy-efficient lighting. Also, Georgia Power says bill assistance is available through programs like Project Share for those experiencing financial hardship. The utility says it remains focused on providing affordable, reliable electricity while meeting the demands of Georgia's growing population. After a night off, the Braves are set to take on St. Louis in 3 at home tonight, tomorrow night, and on Thursday night. All games will air at 6 p.m. with that first pitch at 7:15. So make sure you pick up those three big ones as the Braves take on St. Louis at home in Truist Park. Again, that first game tonight, 6 o'clock for the Ford leadoff show, 7:15 for the first pitch. That's your KWIN News update. Stay up to date at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.